要好好的修持这一条这个不偷盗的戒，在某一方面说不是那么简单，因为我们的生活中有许多复杂的情境。
Say for instance, one may say, I do not kill and I do not steal, but still, unknowingly, if that person does not give the proper work to the amount paid for that person or for the salary, if one is not working properly for the salary paid to that person, that is also a form of stealing.
为什么这样说呢？举个例子来说吧，有的人说，我不杀生，我也不会偷盗。但是如果说你拿了薪水，可是你没有好好的工作，这也未尝不是一种偷盗的方式。
And also, if the employers are not paying enough salary for the labor given to the work, that's also a form of stealing.
或者说一个老板，他雇了一些人来替他做事，可是他没有这个按照一种公平的方式来给付这个薪资，那么这种剥削的行为也是一种偷盗。
In other words, if we do not attend our work right on time, and if we do not continue work right to the end of the day, it is a form of stealing.
所以如果一个人去上班，可是他迟到早退，那就是一种偷盗的行为。
And these things can happen in any society if one is not considerate, if one is not mindful enough about this.
一个人他天天去上班，也许他会忽略的这样一个迟到早退，在一个所谓的这个佛教这个不偷盗戒上面的这样的一个影响，如果他念念分明的功夫是不够的话。
One has to refrain from stealing, but at the same time one has to practice generosity in heart.
我们所谓的不偷盗的这条戒只是一方面，其实这一条戒的一个更重要的基础就是说我们要修持布施。
When we work for someone, we work for the reason that we need earning our living. At the same time, we should have in our mind the understanding we are givingour labor for the wages paid to us. And there should be some generous feeling in the heart towards the employer that we work for that person pays us for the labor, but at the same time, we do it out of compassion and generosity.
譬如说我们在接受一个人的这个雇请而工作的时候，当然我们是为了我们个人的一种谋生的需要，但是呢我们心中也应该存有这个感恩与这个布施，因为呢既然他给我一个工作的机会，我也应该相对的有所回馈。
And we can see this is also a form of daily practice, what we say Buddhism in daily life.
所以这样的一种这个不偷盗戒的这个修持，也就是包含了这个所谓的这个布施以感恩的这样的一个修持，这个就是佛教徒日常生活中应该有的修行。
And then the next precept, the third one, we say kame sumichchachara veramani sikkha padang samadhyami in Pali. That means I refrain fromunlawful sex. In other words, I would be satisfied with my own wife and my own husband. If one breaks this, that person is committing something very wrong that would bring unsatisfactoriness to the society.
第三条戒呢，就是所谓的这个不邪淫戒。所谓不邪淫戒，就是说我绝不去做任何 法律所不允许的这种这个啊性行为、性关系，那么我满足于我的先生或者是我的妻子，也就是说我尊重我的这个家庭。那这种如果你能够持守这样的一个不邪淫的戒的话，这也表示说你对社会的一种安定的一种承诺。
It creates disharmony, disunity, and it breaks families, friends, and bringing untold suffering to the society.
因为不当的这个男女关系呢，常常是造成社会的不安、不和谐，而对社会的伤害非常之大。
It does not advocate celibacy to everybody, but chastity.One wife and one husband, and that is the principle in the teachings of the Buddha.
所以一夫一妻的这样的这个制度呢，应该在我们这个社会中呢受到这个尊重，而这也是佛陀的这个教导。
And then the fourth precept is in Pali language we say musavada veramani sikkhapadam samadhyami. That means I undertake the precept to abstain from unskillful words.
第四条戒呢叫不妄语戒，在巴利语的这个唱诵里边呢，它的原意是说我接受这条戒，我要避免呢任何不当的言语。
Sometimes it has been translated as I abstain from telling lies, but not telling lies, it includes backbiting, harsh words, idle gossips as well.
一般呢这一条戒呢通常都被简单的翻译成不妄语戒。事实上这条戒的含义不只是叫你不妄语，它还包含不绮语、不两舌、不恶口。
This principle or this precept has great importance in our social life.
这一条戒在我们的人际关系上面呢是特别特别重要的。
That can bring great harm to families, to friends, and to the society.
如果我们没有办法把这一条戒修持好的话，你会发现我们非常容易伤害到我们的家庭、我们的朋友，甚至于是整个社会。
The Buddha was very particular about this precept.
佛陀对于这一条戒是特别特别重视的。
You everybody knows the Buddha had a son whose name was Rahula.
大家知道佛陀有一个儿子，名字叫做罗诃罗。
The Buddha ordained him when he was 7 years old, a small boy.
佛陀呢，在这个罗诃罗七岁的时候呢，为他剃度。
Always Buddha advised him to be very mindful about what he said.
佛陀常常提醒罗诃罗说，你要非常注意你的说话。
When the Buddha was fulfilling the necessary qualities to become a Buddha, it is said in our texts, the Bodhisattva, the person Buddha to be, was very, very meticulous about this precept because he was trying to realize the truth.Truth cannot be realized while telling lies.
在我们的巴利文的这个圣典里边呢，对于这条戒也特别的加以这个强调。也就是说，我们一定要真实。也就是说，我们唯有这个真实呢，我们可以达到这个佛法的这个真实的意义。
We are.As followers of the Buddha are all trying to realize the truth.
我们作为一个佛弟子，我们每一个人都希望就是能够达到法的这个真实的意义。
either as the Buddha or Arahant.
不管是佛或者是阿罗汉，都以追求真实为第一。
To realize the truth, we have to be truthful all the time.
所以要达到真实，首先我们要养成一种追求真实的态度，不管什么时候。
And also, we have to be very mindful about what we say. In other words, not to say anything that would harm others.
所以要养成这样的一种追求真实的态度，首先就是我们在说话的时候呢，我们要说如实语，而要同时注意到不要去用你的话去伤害到任何人。
Therefore we have to be refrain from backbiting, idle gossip and harsh words.
也就是说，我们同时要注意到呢，我们不要去说没有用的话，不绮语；我们不要去说那种挑拨离间的话，不两舌；我们不要去说任何那种这个可能会这个直接伤害别人的话，所谓不恶口。
We have to train ourselves to use the words which are useful.Pleasing others and gentle words, the words that pleases others. And these are the terms, these are the words that we have to use in our daily life.
所以跟这个相反的就是说，我们在日常生活中，我们在表达上要特别的注意到，我们要说有用的话，我们要说令众生欢喜的话，我们要说能够促进众生和合的话。
And now we can see that precept is also based on love and compassion.
简单的说，这条戒的基础也同样的是的基础。
If one is practicing loving kindness and compassion, one would never use any harsh words to others.
一个人修持慈悲心，他是绝不可能用任何的这个恶口，也就是说一种这个粗暴的方式来表达。
If one is using any harsh word any time, immediately that person himself or herself can feel at least slightest anger in the mind.
任何一个人在任何时候，如果他用一种这个粗恶的话、粗暴的话去侵犯别人的时候，他只要回光返照，马上他会发现他心中有嗔恨心。
And without getting angry, you can't use harsh words.
因为不生气，怎么会说那种这个粗恶的话呢
？And also without practicing loving feeling and compassionate feeling, you can't use gentle words.
同样，如果你不修持慈悲心，你也不可能生起柔软语。
So we can see the connection between loving kindness, compassion, and truthfulness.
所以我们可以发现，在慈悲心跟真实语、如实语之间的一个密切的关系。
And this is to be practiced in our daily life.
而这是我们每一个佛弟子在日常生活中应该修持的功课。
We have to train ourselves to practice these things in our daily life.
我们一个佛弟子，每天我们都在日常生活中呢，应该是这样子来训练我们自己。
And the last precept, the fifth one, is Suramereya Majjapama Dattana Veramani Sikkhapadang Samadhyami in Pali language, which means.I undertake the precept to abstain from taking intoxicants.
第五条戒在巴利语的这个唱诵里面的它的原文的意思是说，我持守这一条戒，我要避免任何可能使我上瘾的这种食物、饮食。对不起。
This precept or this principle is also connected with the society, the social life.
这条戒跟整个社会的这个关系也是很密切的。
When one is intoxicated, one loses the balance of the mind and becomes unable to decide what is right and wrong. So, there's every possibility for that person to do all bad things.
一个人如果对任何的饮食上瘾的话，他就会失去心灵的平衡，他就没有办法做一种正确的判断，换句话说，他就可能做出任何伤害这个社会的行为。
Therefore, the Buddha advised us to refrain from intoxicants.
所以佛陀提醒我们说，一个佛弟子他应该避免对任何的饮食上瘾。
Now, I have said all the five precepts.
现在
What ordinary people, say lay people, undertake to observe in their daily life.
我刚才已经跟各位简单的说明了，就是五戒的内涵，而这是每一个在家的佛弟子要持守的最根本的戒。
We can see the relevance of these things to our daily life.
我想大家很容易看得出来，这五条戒跟我们日常生活之间的关联。
These are not commandments, but these are precepts and principles. The principles of Buddhist way of life is these five precepts.
这五条戒是我们作为一个佛弟子呢，最基本最基本的这个戒。是我们日常生活中每一个人都不可以去违背的戒。
One can undertake these things, and also one can violate these things, one or two or a couple of them a day, or sometimes a number of times a day. One can violate these things, but that does not make a person creating a sin.That violating these principles or precepts is not considered as a sin in Buddhism. It is an error that can be corrected by undertaking, by renewing these precepts again.
这五条戒呢，在佛教徒的日常生活中，也许你有时候遵守得非常好，有时候你是不小心的去犯了这五条戒。不过我们要注意的就是说，如果你在日常生活中你犯了这个五条戒，在佛教的观点来说，我们不是把它当作一种罪，而是说这是一种错误，你必须要去改正。
And we can see how harmless the Buddhist way of life is if oneadheres to these principles, if one practices these things.
I beg your pardon?
We can see how peaceful the Buddhist way of life is when people adhere to these principles.
我们可以看得出来，就是说，如果佛教徒在日常生活中能够遵守这五条戒，你就会发现你的生活是非常的安详自在的。
Brings peace.It brings happiness to individuals, and also it brings peace and happiness to the society.
这五戒呢，不但是可以给我们个人带来安详与幸福，同时也可以给整个社会带来安详与幸福。
Now you can see, these are not something to be observed once or twice a day.It is something to be practiced all day, all the time, when in our waking hours.
这五戒呢，并不是说我们一天呢，好像一次两次去遵守它就好了。这五戒是我们一天24小时，我们随时都应该要遵守的原则。
This is why I said the Buddhist way of life is very simple.
这就是为什么我一开始就说，佛教徒的这个日常生活的修持是非常简单的。
It does not create or it does not expect any form of ceremonies to observe these principles.
为什么我说很简单呢？因为我们遵守这个五戒呢，并不是每天要举行一个什么盛大的仪式，说我要守这个五戒。它是一个日常生活中你每天在这样的一种这个生活的一种方式。
It is training one's life to a particular way of principles, a particular way of precepts, and that is the life of a Buddhist.It is a training, it is a way of life to live all the time wherever one is. Not once or twice a day or at a particular time of the day or particular time of month.
所以这个五戒呢，在我们佛教徒的这个日常生活当中呢，刚刚讲过，它不是一天说我用一两次的时间去守它就好了。也不是说用一种这个特别的这个仪式说我要来守这条戒，它事实上是所有不管什么时候我们都要守的这个戒。
I said that Buddha advised us to refrain from all evil things and do good things, cultivate the mind. This is the advice given by the Buddha.
所以这个五戒呢，从另外一个方面说。就是我一开始跟大家提的，所谓的佛教是什么呢？就是诸恶莫作，众善奉行，自尽其意，是诸佛教。
And now I have explained briefly what are the things that we have to do in our daily life, how to observe it.
我刚才已经简单的跟各位说了这个五戒的内涵，以及我们日常生活中应该怎么样来修持它。
And let us see what is do good things. What does that mean to say good things?
我现在还要进一步跟各位来谈，就是说，诸恶莫作是要以五戒为基础，但是所谓众善奉行，怎么样能够进一步来贯彻众善奉行的原则呢？
Then again, the Buddhist life is examined in three different ways. We say dana, sila, bhavana. Dana, sila, bhavana. Practicing generosity, practicing morality, practicing meditation.
对佛教徒来说，我们所谓的众善奉行，基本上是有三个纲领。第一就是布施，第二就是持戒，第三就是禅修。
And these are the things what we say do good things.
这三个纲领是我们所谓众善奉行的基础。
Dana means giving.
所谓布施就是给。
Practicing generosity. Be generous in heart. Be generous in mind.
布施要从心中升起。
Buddhist people, the followers of the Buddha, are very keen in practicing generosity.
大多数的佛教徒都非常的用心的来修持这个布施。
In any Buddhist country, dana is practiced with great enthusiasm.
在大多数的佛教的这个国家里面，我们看得出来，大多数的佛教徒对修持这个布施呢，都是充满了热情。
Dana has.Several aspects, like giving material things and giving life, also giving Dhamma.
我们谈到这个布施的话呢，有几个方面，譬如说财务方面的布施，譬如说生命的布施，譬如说法的布施。
Giving material things means food, clothes, money, property, any such things come under that category, under the category of the material things.
所谓的财务的布施就是所谓的饮食、衣服、卧具等等。
But that dana should be given in order to eradicate our craving and attachment or greediness.
我们要知道财务的布施的本质是为了要消除我们的吝啬的心以及我们的执着。
In Buddhist teaching, we are encouraged to practice dana as a paramita, the bodhisattva ideal.
在佛教里边呢，布施的修持被认为是六波罗蜜里面的第一项。
We should be able to give all our material things, and also we should be able to give our limbs, our organs, and also if it is necessary.We should be able to give our life as well.
我们不但是要给予这种这个有形的这些金银钱财的东西，我们在做这个布施的时候，还要包含对我们自己的器官的捐献，还包含甚至于是我们生命的这个捐献。
Dana can become a big dana or a small dana according to the mental state of the person at the time of practicing that generosity.
布施的修持呢，有的时候是有大布施，有的时候是小布施，这完全决定在布施者当时的发心。
One can spend enormous amount of money, enormous amount of time and energy.In practicing generosity, but at the same time, that can become very small in its results because of the wrong understanding of the practice of generosity.
有的时候呢，你付出很多的这个时间、精力、金钱来做布施，可是这个果报可能是非常的微小，因为你对布施的了解有错误。
That means if one is giving in order to gain name or publicity or fame or to gain much in return, and that generosity is being spoiled.
因为如果一个人他在布施的时候，他是为了获得名声、获得赞美，或者是获得某一些个人的一个特定的目的的话，那就表示他的发心已经被污染了，所以这个果报是很小的。
One should not spoil one practice of generosity out of the because of these things, and one's mind should be free from all these expectations. If one should be able to give for the sake of giving, letting go, in other words.
所以我们在修持布施这个法门的时候，我们就要特别注意到，我们应该避免祈求回报的心，也就是要避免有所得的心。唯有如此，我们才能够圆满布施这个法门。也就是说，我们在布施的这个当下，我们就要有放下的念头。
Dana becomes big or small.Depending on the mental state at the time of the practice of it.
我刚才说，布施的果报的大小是决定于布施者发心的这个当下，他的发心是否清净。
Venerable Moggallana is one of the main disciples of the Buddha.
佛陀的这个一个大弟子之一，目犍连尊者。
He has great miraculous powers.
他是佛的弟子当中神通第一的大弟子。
He was second in miraculous powers, performing miraculous powers or miracles only to the Buddha.
他是在佛陀之外呢，这个神通最大的一个人。
He was very famous because of his miraculous powers.
他因为神通而闻名。
He used to visit heaven and also hell from time to time.
他以神通之故呢，以神通之力呢，经常到天界或者是到地狱。
You know that there are, when we say heaven, it is not one thing as in other religions. In other religions, they say there is one heaven and one hell.
在其他的宗教里边，认为谈到天堂跟这个地狱呢，好像只有一个。
In our Buddhist teaching, there are much more than one. That means that we have six divine realms. We say,Divya Loka or Divine Realms, Divine Worlds, there are six of them.
Only six?
Six Divine Realms.
Uh-huh. 在佛教里边呢，我们有所谓六道之说。
And also upper Divine Realms, what are known as Brahma World, there are 16 of them.
16.
16, one.